Well, as we have entered the late fall winter season, it's time to touch base with our partners from AAA Northeast. We're so pleased to have Lauren Fabrizi on the line with us. We're going to be talking about a number of important things you need to know as you get ready to get out on the road over the next few months, whether you're behind the wheel of a vehicle or a pedestrian or cyclist. So please stay tuned. We want to tell you all about that, but we also want to remind you about our friends and volunteers from Bikers Against Animal Cruelty. These guys and gals have seen and heard about all kinds of horrible things happening to domestic animals when they fall into the wrong hands. These motorcycle enthusiasts hold events to raise funds for these victims of abuse while promoting proper pet ownership to help stop the neglect. If you love pictures of your pets and you want to share them and you want to help, Bikers Against Animal Cruelty volunteers are doing pet photos with Santa on December 7th at Freedom Road Harley in Bramford and on December 14th at Hartford Harley from 11 to 4 p.m. Each photo is just $10 and your donations are going to go toward Bikers Against Animal Cruelty's mission to protect abandoned and abused pets. You can learn more about this organization and support them at bikersagainstanimalcruelty.org. All right. We are so pleased to be back with Lauren Fabrizi, a spokesperson for AAA Northeast. There's a lot to talk about, Lauren, as we move through the back end of the autumn season and into winter. Let's start with a subject that I always like to introduce because we could talk endlessly about things related to the operation and safety behind the wheel of a vehicle. But the other portion of that discussion centers around pedestrian safety. And we are still seeing some super disturbing numbers when it comes to pedestrian incidents, aren't we?
Absolutely. And thank you so much for having me today. Yeah, preliminary data from the Governor's Highway Safety Association shows that just over 7,300 pedestrians were killed in U.S. traffic crashes last year. Now, that number is actually down about 5.5% from the year before. And, you know, while a decline in pedestrian deaths is certainly encouraging, it's really important to note that we are still well above pre-pandemic levels. So that number that we just mentioned, that's about 14% higher than in 2019 when just over 6,400 pedestrians were killed. And in fact, before 2021, the last year with more than 7,000 pedestrian deaths was 1984.
So what are a few of the things that AAA Northeast is trying to impress upon pedestrians as well as operators?
Yeah, so for starters, if you're a driver, you want to be on the lookout for pedestrians at all times and use extra caution when driving in hard-to-see conditions such as night or in bad weather. Especially important to note now that it's getting darker much earlier at night following the time change. Drivers should also slow down and be prepared to stop when turning or entering a crosswalk, and you want to yield to pedestrians in crosswalks. And you also want to stop well back from the crosswalk to help other drivers see the pedestrians. Never pass vehicles stopped at a crosswalk because there may be people crossing that are out of your sight, right? Always follow the speed limit, especially near people on the street and in school zones. Be extra cautious when backing up and look for pedestrians, and never drive distracted or under the influence of alcohol or drugs.
Very good. There are also some important things that pedestrians need to be more aware of. These ain't the same streets we were walking even 5 years ago, are they?
Absolutely. You know, we can't stress enough that, if when you're walking, you want to obey all traffic signs and signals, walk on the sidewalks if they're there. But if they're not, you want to walk facing traffic and as far from traffic as possible. Cross the street at crosswalks or intersections. And if a crosswalk or intersection isn't available, you want to try to find a well-lit area where you have the best view of traffic and then wait for a gap in traffic that allows enough time to cross the street safely and continue watching traffic as you cross. And this is a big one, too. You want to try to make eye contact with drivers to indicate your next move so that, you know, they realize you're there. Don't cross between parked cars. Watch for cars entering or exiting driveways or backing up in parking lots. You know, we see with folks now, you know, in their cars and, you know, with the advance in technology and backup cameras, you know, sometimes they're not doing the old school thing where you actually look behind you before you pull out and they're kind of relying on the camera and they may not see you. So we just want to make sure that you're watching for them in case they're not seeing you. And, you know, this one kind of goes without saying, right? But you want to be visible. We like to tell people to wear bright colored clothing, especially, you know, if you're going for a walk or jog or you're walking the dog at night. If you got a reflective vest or some reflective tape, carry a flashlight. And, you know, same thing that we said for drivers, but, you know, it goes for pedestrians as well. You want to avoid alcohol or drugs when walking because, you know, they can impair your abilities and your judgments.
Very good. And I probably like drivers too, pedestrians that are so engrossed in the phone that's in their hand and they're looking down might just venture a few steps out onto a crosswalk without making that necessary eye contact or looking both ways. Same, don't walk distracted either. Let's move to another very, very important issue that we're actually focusing on this coming week, right? The Slow Down Move Over initiative?
Yeah, that's right. And we also just marked National Move Over Day on October 19th. You know, this is so important to stress our state's move over law. You know, we've seen far too many tragedies on our Connecticut roadways, you know, just this year. And unfortunately, several of them involved, you know, roadside workers whose lives were cut short.
So, Lauren, this is an issue that it doesn't just involve, say, tow truck drivers and the operators of vehicles that might be broken down on the side of the road, but it also puts emergency service workers and responders in danger. I mean, we saw an incident in Beacon Falls just a couple of months ago on Route 8 where somebody just plowed into the back of a fire truck that was actually there doing the job of protecting the emergency workers that were helping the injured motorists from a crash just on the other side of that fire truck.
Yeah, we're seeing far too many of these incidents, which is why we cannot stress enough for folks to follow our state's move over law. You know, and you know, Connecticut's move over law is among the strongest in the country. It was enacted back in 2009. It was expanded in 2017 to include all vehicles. So, you know, motorists are now required to slow down and then move over one lane if it's safe to do so, not just for emergency personnel, tow operators on the side of the road, but for any vehicle that's on the side of the road. And then the law was further expanded last year to apply to one lane roads as well, because if you're on a one lane road versus a two lane road, so if you're approaching, you know, an emergency vehicle on the side of the road, you've only got one lane, you can't move over, right, to an adjacent lane. But that law would require you to still slow down to a reasonable speed and then proceed with caution.
Very good. Looking toward an issue that really is sort of plaguing us 12 months a year, but may get heightened over the holidays with the get-togethers and socialization and parties, is the critical importance of designating a sober driver and obeying all traffic laws in situations where the consumption of intoxicating substances may be happening, right?
Absolutely, because, you know, we typically see an uptick in impaired driving crashes around the holidays because now there's an uptick in celebrations, there's family gatherings, there's work parties, you know, and then you're also more likely to get caught, too, because there's heightened traffic enforcement on behalf of state and local police. You know, they're really trying to do their part to get these dangerous folks off the road in an effort to save lives. You know, You don't want to ruin your holidays with a DUI. And we stress that actions have consequences because driving impaired, it puts the lives of everyone on the road at risk. And we just can't stress enough, you know, for folks to have that in the back of their minds, you know, and in this day and age, it's so easy. You can catch an Uber or a Lyft. You don't want to do that. And, you know, you've got a friend that's kind of taking one for the team, right? And it's like, okay, I'm going to be the DD, the designated driver tonight. Just why risk it? In this day and age, it's so easy to have a sober driver. There's so many means for that. So we say celebrate, but celebrate responsibly.
Very good. And you could be the safest driver on the road, but things can go horribly wrong if something goes wrong with the vehicle you're driving. So being prepared for the winter weather that we're sure to have, whether it involves precipitation or just ice cold sub-freezing temperatures, is critically important.
Absolutely. Now is, you know, an ideal time to get your car ready for the extreme cold. I mean, just overnight, you know, we saw about, you know, 30 degrees for the low.
Sure.
So what you want to do is target essential vehicle components that get stressed by the cold. Tires are a big one. Checking your tires is by far one of the most important things that a driver should do. And yeah, I feel like the telltale sign that the weather's getting colder is when you get in the car early in the morning before you have to head to work or take the kids to school, and that low tire pressure light comes on. Maybe that's already happened to some folks. It usually takes place around the first significant temperature drop of the season. And, you know, the reason why that actually happens is for every 10 degrees that the outside air temperature drops, tires lose about 1 pound per square inch of pressure. So to put it in perspective, it's at the end of the summer, you're seeing 80, 90 degree weather. And then you fast forward to now, and we're seeing the overnight temperatures, you know, in the 30s and 40s. That means your tires have likely lost a few pounds per square inch of pressure. And the thing with low tire pressure is it can make driving very dangerous. Underinflated tires can overheat and fail, cause a blowout. You also want to check your tires for any bald spots, and you want to check that tread depth, make sure it's where it needs to be, and that's to properly channel away water and provide grip in the snow. And now you might also want to consider switching to winter tires. The thing with winter tires is they provide a deep tread, so they have more pliable rubber compounds, kind of give that extra bite in the snow, and can even provide traction on ice.
Very good. The other issue that so many people have concerns with in ice cold weather and winter weather is batteries. And I know that AAA has a mobile service where they'll come out and take care of your batteries right on the spot, wherever you may be. But along with providing that kind of service as one of many in the array of services, if you're a AAA member, you're also providing DMV services that are returning to some locations here in our region. In the last minute or so that we have with you, Lauren, just give us the lowdown on that.
Oh, absolutely. And thank you for bringing that up, because we are so very excited to once again partner with the Connecticut Department of Motor Vehicles to offer select DMV services at three of our AAA Northeast branches. And right now those include Fairfield, Norwalk, and Danbury. So, you know, think anything related to your driver's license or your non-driver ID. So if you need to renew it, if you need to upgrade to a real ID, you can now do that with us at AAA.
Very good. So to recap, prep your car as we get into the colder weather, especially checking your tire pressure as you're partying or socializing over the holidays. Drive sober, designate a sober driver, obey all traffic laws, particularly the slow down move over law that we are observing here in Connecticut. And please, if you're a pedestrian, take advantage of the information that we received this morning. And drivers, please be aware of pedestrians on the roadways. There have been way too many pedestrian incidents and tragedies here in Connecticut. Lauren Fabrizi is our guest this morning from AAA Northeast. Lauren, I thank you for your information, and we can't wait till the weather gets warmer and we call you back again to talk about spring and summer travel issues. So have a great holiday, and we'll have a great...
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.